I am the Ascended Master Liberty, also known as the Goddess of Liberty, but I do prefer simply to be known as Lady Liberty, for the term Goddess has so often been misused on Earth by those who did not want to see the liberty of the people. And so naturally, you can see, my beloved, that liberty is a flame that has indeed been held and carried by many people in South Korea. If they had not done this, what would have truly stopped the invasion from the north from taking over the entire country? It was not only the soldiers, it was not only the help from the United States, although these all played a role, my beloved. But do you realize that when it comes to physical events, they are only the tip of the iceberg? They are always components in the other realms, and I can tell you for sure that had it not been that a sufficient number of people in South Korea had carried some aspect of that flame of liberty, then communism could not have been turned back in the physical octave. You saw what happened later in Vietnam, and you have seen what has happened in other countries. And the main reason for the communist takeover has been that there have not been enough people who have carried that flame of liberty, where they simply knew that communism was not in the best interest of the nation. They knew it was not right, and they were not willing to submit to it in their minds, always holding the vision that their nation could be free. And so, my beloved, holding a spiritual flame, embodying a part of a spiritual flame and carrying that flame with you is a matter of truly knowing that that flame is the ultimate reality, that the spiritual flame is far more powerful than any force on earth, and therefore in your mind, in your heart, in your being, you never allow your vibration to switch into the perversion of that spiritual flame, which always, of course, is colored by fear, but as there is a flame of liberty, there is, of course, a perversion of it. That perversion is not in the dualistic polarity with the flame of liberty, for the flame of liberty has no opposite. But there is still a perversion, and that perversion is, of course, many shades, but it is actually a fear of freedom, a desire for security, for absolute safety, an unwillingness to make decisions and see the consequences, but wanting someone else to make decisions for you, therefore wanting to have a strong centralized leadership. And so there were people in North Korea at the time of the war who carried that flame, but because there were more people in Korea who were loyal to the flame of liberty, they could not prevail. And we ask you to consider, you who are spiritual students, that you, many of you, are already carrying a certain spiritual flame in your hearts, and all of you are capable of doing this if you are willing. And it means that you apply to the Master who is representing this flame for the earth. It also means that you make a decision in your mind that you will not and ever allow your mind to take in the perversion of that spiritual flame, whatever it may be that is your preference. My beloved, it is a matter of knowing that the spiritual flame is ultimate reality, and that it does not matter how conditions look in the physical octave, for you know that when you hold firm and carry that flame and radiate that flame, then regardless of the outcome in the physical, eventually that flame will prevail. There may be some instances where there will seem to be a setback because certain physical conditions cannot be avoided, but it is not always a matter of avoiding the temporary physical conditions. It is a matter of a more long-term awakening in the minds of the people. And you will see, for example, that there were some people that because they carried that flame of anti-liberty in North Korea, they had to have the experience of being under a centralized dictatorship for so long until they decided that they had had enough of embodying that anti-flame, and they are now maybe beginning to open up to carrying the flame of liberty that can liberate their country. And so you see, my beloved, if you wish to hold any spiritual flame, you need to be firm in your mind and heart, that you will not go below. You will not go into a fear-based vibration. You will stay true to the flame that you know is the ultimate reality. And so you see, my beloved, this is a potential that is a step up from giving invocations and decrees, and it is time that many people around the world realize that when you have followed Ascended Master teachings for a certain time, and you have faithfully used the tools we have given for the invocations and decrees, you have the potential to select a certain spiritual flame and then to begin to carry that flame and gradually to begin to embody it to greater and greater degrees, so that you become the open door for the master who represents that flame to radiate that energy to your surroundings. And this is truly a step up that requires a certain degree of Christhood, but those who are ready for it will know it, and many of you have already had a devotion to a certain flame that you have been holding, but by becoming more conscious of it, you can be the open door for it to a greater degree. Now, my beloved, I wish to also give you some teachings about the potential we see here in South Korea. You need to realize what was said earlier, that the reason why we of the more female masters are stepping forward at this conference is because you have had these two conferences so close together, and they form an alpha and omega polarity. And so the male masters gave you the overall vision and gave you certain overall concepts about society at our last conference, and we who are the more feminine masters, we wish to give you the more practical day-to-day perspective. And this is not because we consider that there is a particular problem or a particular crisis in South Korea in these areas. It is because we see the opportunity that a breakthrough can happen in this nation. You should realize, my beloved, that when we bring a problem to your attention, it is not necessarily, and in fact rarely, because you have that particular problem to a critical degree. It is often because we see that you have the opportunity to transcend that problem, and therefore you should always consider that our teachings are never a criticism, but always an opportunity. And so I wish to talk about the situation in South Korea that was exposed to a large degree by the process that led to the impeachment of the president, where you can see that there was a tendency that the younger people were the ones who took a stand, who were willing to demonstrate in the streets, who were willing to speak out and demand change, whereas there was a tendency for the older generation to, so to speak, hold fast to the old ways and not wanting to rock the boat or overturn status quo. And so you need to recognize here that there is a necessity for a certain breakup of the family structure and the view of the family that you have traditionally had, both in South Korea but throughout all of Asia. My beloved, you see this most extreme carried out in those who actually worship their ancestors as a form of divine beings or substitute for a divine being. But you see it in all cultures in the sense that there is this sense that you have to be loyal to the family, and this loyalty goes very, very deep into people's psychology, as we have already talked about, where you are so afraid to disappoint your family members that it is almost like the family members are sitting inside your head and evaluating everything you are doing, because you are always evaluating what your family is going to think about this before you dare to act or speak out. And so, my beloved, you will see that there are many people among the younger generation who do not have this strong loyalty to the family that some of you have who are maybe a little older. And so you can see that there is a potential here for a conflict between the age groups in Korean society. And naturally, we do not wish to see an open conflict such as we have seen in other nations, for example, during the 1960s in Western countries with a so-called youth rebellion. We do not desire to see a youth rebellion that could so easily escalate into violence. We instead desire to see Korean society transcend this entire issue, transcend this consciousness. And that is why we need you to make the calls that both the young people and the old people will go through an awakening where they naturally come to see the family in a different light. As we have talked about now several times, there are those people who are the forerunners, who are the opinion makers. They suddenly wake up and they see the issue in a different way, and they see that these new ideas are simply obvious, that it is necessary that this must happen. And so one of the issues that you can make calls on is, of course, that the young people will be willing to recognize that they are a different kind of life stream, a different wave of life streams than their parents and their parents' generation. They will be willing to recognize that they are spiritual people, that many of them have a higher spiritual awareness than their parents. Now, my beloved, I wish you to realize here that the strong emphasis on the family that you have in many Asian countries has in many cases been one of the underlying factors that has created these stagnant societies that the male masters talked about at the last conference, where society becomes stagnant and cannot get out of the pattern it is in. It cannot renew itself, it cannot reinvent itself, it cannot flow with the times. And this begins right in the family, where the children are brought up not to question their elders in the family, then not to question their teachers in school, not to question their supervisors at work, not to question the government and the supreme leader, often the dictatorial leader of that society. And so this is what you see going on in North Korea right now. But I tell you that even in North Korea, there is a group of very courageous young souls, or rather souls who have embodied as young people, and they are also ready to bring about a change there. But I wish to focus here on South Korea, although of course you can make the calls for the young people of North Korea to be cut free to fulfill their missions. But what I want you to first of all realize is that there is a need for the young people in South Korea to recognize that they have a more spiritual approach than their parents in a universal way, because they know from within what is right, and they do not need to be told by an external authority. In fact, they are not willing to be told by an external authority because they are not willing to compromise their inner knowing as their parents have often done. And so you can make the calls that these young people are emboldened to step forward and recognize who they are without, my beloved, going into the unbalanced reaction of suddenly feeling like the fact that they have a greater awareness makes them superior to their parents. This is what was the undoing of the youth rebellion in the West, was that many of these young people carried with them from past lives a certain arrogance, and therefore they became susceptible to certain leaders who made them feel that they knew better than their parents how to run society. It is not, my beloved, a matter of seeing that the young people should take over society and should do things differently than their parents' generation. It is not so that we from the ascended level see that the older people in South Korea have outlived their usefulness and they just need to get out of the way of the young people. That is not our vision at all. We wish to see a balanced society where the younger people can work together with the older, more experienced people, because the older generation has valuable experience that is not becoming obsolete by the fact that there is a generation of young people who are open to new ideas. And so you need to first of all make the calls for this awakening where the young people will avoid rebelling and openly provoking their parents' generation or even the older generation than their parents. Instead, they will find a middle way, a more diplomatic way to express their new ideas, and they will find a way to do so that will make it easier for the older generation to see that these ideas are necessary for the progress of society. Now, the area where this can most easily break through is in the area of business, not so much in the beginning, in the big corporations, but in the smaller, more independent businesses, where there is greater openness to innovation and new ways of doing business. So this can be a focus for your call, that the young people will go into these areas and will bring their ideas here, and that there will be some who can see that this is a way to create a new type of business and to actually make a good profit on serving your customers in a different way. And when this movement becomes big enough, then it will gain the attention of the bigger corporations, where you can, of course, also make the calls for a gradual change of leadership, but it's more of an opening to the younger people. It is, of course, also necessary to make the calls for the educational system to shift so that there will be more room for these young people to express their new ideas even at the educational level, where there will be more of an openness where they will, if necessary, go beyond the teachers and organize themselves and find ways to support each other in bringing forth new ways and new ideas. But again, this can, as its highest potential, be done in a non-confrontational way, where even the teachers in the educational system realize that if they are to keep up with education in the Western world, they need to be open to some of these ideas. There are, of course, many young people also in other parts of the world who also in the coming decade or so will begin to reform education there, and therefore you will not stand alone here in Korea. You will see that there will be other nations where there will be new demands made by young people about the education and how they want to be educated and how they want to have an education that is more related to an actual job situation instead of just being a theoretical abstract education. And then when they stand there with a degree, there is nobody who will hire them because they do not have the knowledge and the skills that are needed in the business world. And so these are simply common sense ideas that you can make calls for, and then as you make the calls, more and more people will see that these changes are obvious and need to happen. Now, on a deeper level, you can make calls for the changing of the view of the family that has been prevalent in South Korea and Asia in general. There is a great fear on the part of the older people, and you can make the calls for the older people to be cut free from this fear. I tell you that this dark force that Parvati was talking about, there is a certain set of demons that are seeking to maintain a grip on the older generation, where they are very afraid of dramatic changes in society and especially dramatic changes in the family structure. Now you realize, my beloved, that one of the great advantages of a highly developed society is that you overcome this very old dynamic where the old people know that when they get too old to work, their only way to survive is to have their children support them materially. When you have a more developed nation where the older people get a pension so they are not financially dependent on their children, then there is the potential that the older generation can overcome their fear of having a change in the family structure. You will see that the old family structure, it is actually so that the parents have a certain subconscious desire to limit their children. They want to see the children do well materially so they can support their parents, but they do not want their children to go beyond what the parents can see as the vision for how their children should live their lives. And this, of course, is a force in society that works against progress and change. Naturally, the older generation are still so blinded by the dark forces that they will feel threatened by a change in the family structure, even if they are not financially dependent on their children. They will feel that this will destroy the stability of society, as many people have felt that it was the loyalty to the family that was the pillar of a stable society. But as we have said many times, we are not looking for stable societies, my beloved, because we do not want to wait centuries before we can have the manifestation of the golden age of Saint Germain. We want it to happen much sooner. And therefore, we need to overcome all forces that are working against progress because they are afraid of change. And so you can make the calls for the older generation to be cut free of this change, or this fear of change, so they can realize that if their nation is to come up to a higher level, then this can happen in only one way, namely by the young people being allowed to fulfill their full creative potential. And if the young people are going to be set free to fulfill their creative potential, then they, the parents, need to overcome this desire to have their children live according to their vision. Do you see, my beloved? The young people have the vision of how to create a golden age society. The older generation, most of them do not have that vision. So if the old generation are so desperate to make the young generation to conform to their own vision, then the golden age ideas cannot come forth. Because in order for the younger generation to fulfill their creative potential, they need to be free to go beyond the boundaries set by their parents' vision. They need to be free to live in a different way. Even many of them, as was talked about at the last conference, without holding a traditional job, but pursuing spiritual interests. Some of these young generation, these younger people coming in, they will not want to have families. And this will be a great shock to their parents, who want them to get married and start a family of their own. My beloved, you will see the need for many changes in the attitude to the children, where the parents will allow them greater freedom. As this messenger knows from a personal example he was made aware of, there are many Korean parents who do not want their children to marry foreigners. But I tell you that it is a great value to society to have this intermarriage, because it creates an exchange of energy and ideas with other nations that breaks up the stalemate and opens up for new ideas to come forward. And so in this particular example, the woman was not allowed to marry a foreigner until after so many years of remaining unmarried that for her parents it was a greater shame that she was unmarried than if she married a foreigner. And you see, my beloved, this is what you need to make calls on, that this attitude, this wanting to maintain a grip on the traditional family structure, begins to break up, and that the parents actually begin to overcome their fear-based look at the family and their fear-based look at their children, for it is fear that is behind this attitude. And so that the family, the parents, become able to say, but what is actually the most important for our children? Is it not that the children are happy? And then we cannot allow ourselves to think that our children can only be happy if they live the way we think they should live. We need to realize that our children can be happy only when we allow them to live the way they think they should live. And we love them and support them, and we may even gain great joy from seeing our children unfold their creative potential in a way that we could not even imagine. And naturally, I know that there is a certain percentage of the older generation who will not be willing to make this change. But with your calls, many will be able to make this change, as some have already done. And there are others who are getting very close and that just need that last impetus of being free from these dark forces who are having these hooks of fear in people's emotional bodies. Now, my beloved, you will see that there are many among the younger generation who simply are not susceptible to this fear. And this is the greatest potential for change, is that you have all of these young people who are not affected by the fears of the older generation. And of course, you can make the calls for them to be even more emboldened to stand forward. Again, not in a rebellious way, but where the children maintain a respect for their parents, where they understand that their parents grew up in a different time, where there were forces at play that have not affected themselves as younger people. And therefore, instead of rebelling against their parents or looking down upon their parents, considering their parents to be old-fashioned or primitive, they can have respect for their parents and gradually help their parents see that this is simply their way of looking at life and that they need to live their lives based on their own vision and that this is what will truly make them happy. And there is nothing wrong with young people explaining this to their parents and confronting their parents with a question, but do you not want me to be happy? And how can you expect me to be happy if I live my life in a way that is not my way to live? And there are many among the older generation who can be changed by having their children talk openly to them in this way. That is not rebellious, but that is indeed being willing, as we have talked about earlier, to openly express what you feel about what your parents have been doing to you, where you on the one hand can express your love and your gratitude to your parents for the fact that they have given you what they gave you as you grew up, but you can also explain to them that there are certain aspects of the attitude they have that makes you feel a certain way, and that you feel that this is limiting you, and therefore you are asking your parents to realize that you need to live your life in your own way, not in their way. It is not that their way was wrong for them, because times were different. But in the times we have today, I need to live my life in my way, for this is the only way I can be truly happy and fulfill my potential. My beloved, you can make the calls that the young people, for they are the ones who are capable of bringing the change, will find a different way to talk to their parents' generation and even the older generation, so that instead of being confrontational, they can seek to just speak from the heart and explain how they feel without even attempting to persuade their parents, but simply explaining how they feel and setting their parents free to gradually, over a period of time, come to see that, oh yes, I actually do want my child to be happy, and if this is the only way my child can be happy, then I may not accept the way my child is living, but I do accept that this is the only way my child can be happy. And so you see, my beloved, again, we are not trying to say that there is a big crisis here in South Korea. We are saying there's a big opportunity, because I tell you, we have, as the Ascended Masters, for decades, seen the potential that we are now pointing out to you. We have brought people into embodiment, and many of you who are sitting here, many of you who have studied our teachings and given our invocations, are precisely brought into embodiment in order to fulfill this role of bringing your society forward. But there are tens of thousands more young people who are brought into embodiment precisely because we saw the potential that South Korea can be the open door for new ideas that can spread not only to North Korea, but even beyond this to the greater Asian area, my beloved. You may not realize, I think, as Korean people, where you have a certain tendency to be modest and humble to some degree, You may not realize that there is much attention on South Korea in this area of Southeast Asia and even beyond it, because there are other nations who are realizing that you have gone ahead of them in many ways, and they are somewhat curious as to how this has happened. And therefore, as you are able to manifest these changes, there is a potential that they can spread to other nations. And of course, as you, in the coming years, the Ascended Master students in South Korea, as you begin to see these changes, you can also begin to make calls for other nations, and we will, of course, direct you in this process. You can also see the potential that there will be groups in other nations who will begin to follow the teachings and use the teachings, and you can then create a network of Ascended Master student groups who are supporting each other, even as you heard from the nation of Kazakhstan, where you begin to work together and you focus your invocations and decrees on a particular nation because you see the need to help this nation over a particular hump in their road towards the golden age. And so you see that there is much potential here, but we do not want you to go too far ahead, but to take things one step at a time. For right now, you who are embodied in South Korea need to focus on your nation and this great challenge of bringing about the reunification of Korea. I can assure you, my beloved, that the reunification of Korea has very great significance, even on a planetary level, because it is truly the last nation that is divided by the conflict between communism and capitalism. And therefore, you see that by overcoming this division, it will, so to speak, be the final nail in the coffin on the dark forces' attempt to use the capitalist-communist duality to create division on this planet. And so you might say that this breakup of this dualistic polarity has already well begun with the fall of the Soviet Union and the fall of the Iron Curtain and the reunification of Germany and the freeing of those nations in the Warsaw Pact and the Soviet Union. But I am telling you that there is a significant cleanup work that is left to be done before the planet is free of the dark forces that precipitated this. And right now, these dark forces are focused right here because they are desperate to maintain a foothold in North Korea and to maintain that stronghold that they consider North Korea to be, although we of the Ascended Masters do not consider North Korea to be a stronghold by any means. We see that it is a colossus that is ready to topple and collapse almost under its own weight, but with just a little bit of influence and inflow of energy from the ascended realm, as we have directed you to invoke it. And thus, my beloved, we give you an optimistic vision of the future. It is important for you to hold on to that vision in case there are certain bumps in the road in the coming years. I am not saying there will be. I am not saying there will not be difficulties, because the situation is unpredictable, even for Ascended Masters, for we have never been able to predict free will with certainty, only with probability. And so, my beloved, there is a high probability that the transition can happen peacefully and relatively smoothly, although there will, as Kuan Yin expressed the other day, be great challenges for the South Korean nation if you were suddenly reunified with the North and had to carry the responsibility of bringing the dysfunctional economy of North Korea up to a modern standard. But nevertheless, even this process can happen relatively smoothly and even be to great benefit of South Korea, because it would, so to speak, force you to go beyond the established power structure in South Korea, and it would force you to think anew and bring forth new ideas. And this is again where the younger generation could be ready to step forward and say, but this is a situation where the experience of the older generation is not sufficient, but we have the ideas and we want to be allowed to carry them out. And so, my beloved, I have again given you much. I realize that your chakras are at their maximum capacity, but I thank you for again being the open doors that allowed me to direct a very powerful influence into the collective consciousness of this nation, and especially of this capital city of Seoul, which I have engulfed in the flame of liberty in a concentrated form that has never before been seen in this nation. And I am right now seeing, allowing, visualizing, concentrating this flame of liberty that has been set up around the perimeters of this city, and I am withdrawing it tighter and tighter towards the center of the city, both the financial and the business district and the government district. And now the entire city is engulfed in this flame of liberty. And I assure you, my beloved, that against the flame of liberty, no perversion of liberty can stand. And thus, I am the flame of liberty. I am Lady Liberty. And this capital of Seoul is now liberated from a certain portion of darkness that I have been allowed by the law of free will and your calls and your willingness to be the open doors to consume this day in order to give a new opportunity to this nation, and especially the younger generation who are waiting to step forward and be allowed to bring forth their creative potential. For we see a great creative potential for this entire nation, and we desire to see it manifest, and we hope that some of you will decide to embody the flame of liberty or another spiritual flame so that you can be an anchor point in the physical for what we desire to bring forward. Thus, with my deepest gratitude for your attention, for your awareness, for your presence, I thank you, my beloved.